Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal about the region's top stories. And for that, we bring in the Biz Journal's Scott Rodd. Hey, Scott.
Morning, Steve.
It looks like there's a new owner for a property in downtown Sacramento, a property that's been looked at by developers for more than a decade now, Cathedral Square. It's at J and 10th Streets.
Yeah, it was purchased for about $5 million by Roseville-based Anthem Properties. In 2007, developers submitted plans to the city for a 25-story mixed-use condominium tower on the property with around 240 condominiums above about 12,000 square feet of ground floor retail. The city had entitled the project, but it stalled during the Great Recession.
Any indication that this project will move forward as that condo tower?
You know, that remains unclear. The city granted an entitlement extension for Cathedral Square through July 2019, but the ultimate plan for the site and how it may differ from the original plan is still to be determined.
Also downtown, there was another restaurant closing, Bennigan's at 10th and K Streets. What happened?
You know, the chain bar and restaurant closed a little more than a year after it opened. That site at K and 10th is surrounded by a host of local eateries, and Bennigan's appears to have drawn lukewarm reception from area residents.
Of course, 10th and K is a high traffic area, a lot of people walking around and driving around. It's near the Crest Theater, Golden One Center, the Convention Center, and the State Capitol Building. Imagine that spot won't stay empty for too long.
That's correct. Executive chef Kent Souza said he's planning a soft opening on Monday for a concept called The Grid that will feature menu items inspired by his favorite dishes at other well-known Sacramento eateries such as Mulvaney's, Localist, Red Rabbit, and School. Souza said he is working on getting an entertainment license as well from the city to host live music events at the new spot and that the venue will be remodeled with a new look.
In healthcare news, a lot of nurses in the Sacramento area will be seeing a bump in their pay.
Yeah, nurses at the University of California are expected to vote on a contract that would include a 15% raise over 5 years, which would include about 2,800 nurses at UC Davis. This comes after nurses at Kaiser and Dignity also entered into new contracts earlier this year. In April, about 4,500 nurses employed locally by Kaiser Permanente signed on to a 5-year contract with a 12% wage increase. And in March, Dignity Health nurses secured a 13% wage increase over the next 5 years.
Negotiations between the UC nurses and the university were pretty contentious. Did the nurses end up getting what they wanted beyond the raises?
Yes and no. The California Nurses Association was able to preserve nurses' pensions and secured contract terms barring the university from changing nurse schedules or switching them from part-time to full-time without notice. The contracts also included new rights for per diem nurses. However, the nurses did not secure wins, so to speak, on the issues of parental leave and increased wages for on-call nurses.
Hey, I wanted to ask you for more details on that Centene story. Centene is a health insurance company, and it was a pretty big news story last week when the city of Sacramento announced it had finalized a deal with Centene to open a corporate hub in North Natomas, a deal that promises to bring thousands of jobs here. What's in the agreement?
This is a deal that the city and area partners like the Greater Sacramento Economic Council have been working on for over 2 years now, and the last pieces of the agreement have finally fallen into place. In November of 2017, the city announced an incentive agreement with the Fortune 100 healthcare company, offering them up to $13.5 million in exchange for bringing 5,000 jobs to a corporate campus in North Natomas. At least 1,500 of them would have to be net new jobs, that is, ones not relocated from other parts of the region.
But it wasn't a binding agreement, right?
Correct. Yeah, it didn't require the company to set up a corporate campus here or bring any new jobs. It became clear that Centene, however, was eyeing a 70-acre site in North Natomas on East Commerce Way, east of Interstate 5, based on plans submitted to the city that matched a description of the potential corporate campus. Then last week, the city announced Centene had finalized its plans to establish a corporate campus here after the $28 million purchase of the property in North Natomas. The city has said the project could break ground in as early as a couple weeks.
What kind of jobs will this corporate campus bring to the area?
A number of these jobs will be high-wage positions. In order to be eligible for the incentive agreement, those 1,500 jobs must have a median salary of over $61,000. Most of the jobs are expected to be related to healthcare, information technology, accounting, and administration.
Okay, so the city is pretty happy about the announcement, but there were some bumps in the road to finalizing this, right?
That's right. At first, the city suggested the final approval of the deal could happen by the start of the second quarter of this year, but that didn't happen. And then earlier this summer, Laborers Union Local 185 filed a challenge to the building plans with the city, arguing that they needed to do a more thorough environmental review, a not so unusual tactic for unions to try to secure work on big construction projects like this. The union ultimately pulled their challenge, but it remains unclear what exactly they may have gotten in exchange for it.
Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org.